We're looking at a drawing collage that Miro made in the summer of 1933, immediately after completing his series of paintings based on collages. This is a work that is executed on a flocked textured paper, onto which Miro has adhered various types of collaged elements, ranging from these slightly sappy, romantic turn-of-the-century postcards, juxtaposed then with these more textured elements, the abstract rectangle of sandpaper that's in the upper right-hand corner, and then that contrasted with the head of the woman, which is one of those machine-made embroidered postcards with typical Spanish señoritas in mantillas, and then other small clipped collage pieces linked by these wonderfully free, meandering, drawn lines that connect these different collage elements into a strange figure of sorts. When you introduce photographically reproduced imagery, you have things that have illusion space and depth versus something like the sandpaper that is just obdurately flat, that has a real texture to it. And what Miro does is set the two into opposition together. When Miro and others spoke or wrote about these collages early on, they were described as very spontaneous or automatic, whereas in fact, if you go back and look at these closely, you can see that there are registration marks around each of the postcards. And once again, it is Miro in a very calculated fashion working to create an image that looks as though it is spontaneous or open to chance.